Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. Mention sailfish, and lots of people think of Stuart. For years, the city has been known as the sailfish capital of the world. Charter boat captain and boat builder Curtis Whitaker escorted countless fishing parties into the Gulf Stream off Stuart's coast during his long career. One trip in particular stands out in his memory. A man he remembers only as Mr. Hart had just hooked a sailfish and was trying to reel it in.
He was gaining on it, getting it closer to the boat, when all of a sudden the water just broke, busted open, and this giant Mako shark came out of water, right straight out almost, with a sailfish in its mouth. They're really beautiful fish, very streamlined.
You're talking about the Mako shark?
Yes. Their color is what is so fascinating. They have a glow that looks like a neon light, a bluish neon light. He looked like to me maybe 15 feet out of water.
He had the sailfish in his jaw?
Right. When he came down, he had already bitten the fish in half. Mr. Hart still had the head of the sailfish on his line. I said, well, bring it on in. We'll unhook it and put it in the fish box. He started pulling it in, and I got a hold of the leader wire to throw it in the box. After I had the head of the sailfish, a little bit of his body, on the end of the leader wire, I raised it up out of the water. And when I did, this Mako shark came leaping for what was left of the fish.
Practically into your boat?
Practically, right alongside. He even brushed the side of the boat.
How big do you think the shark was?
I think he's around 9-10 feet long. I threw the head and body, what was left of the body of the fish, into the fish box. All of a sudden, this shark turned around, and apparently there was blood coming out of the drain hole of the fish box. All of a sudden, he opened his mouth and grabbed hold of the corner stern of the boat. You could hear his teeth grinding on the wood before he let go.
Did the shark leave any marks on the boat?
I had a hatch back in the stern of the boat, and I lifted the hatch and looked. It didn't seem to be leaking or anything. However, the next time I hauled the boat out, some of the shark's teeth were still in the corner of the boat. I had a piece of brass about 16th inch thick by 2 inches wide, brass molding on the corner of the stern of the boat, and he had bitten right through that brass molding. How he did it, I don't know.
Sharp teeth.
One of his teeth was broken off right in that metal.
Did you ever intentionally go shark fishing?
Yeah, I used to hook into one once in a while.
Not on purpose?
Not on purpose, no.
Now, of course, Stuart is known as the sailfish capital of the world. What's the biggest sailfish you ever brought in or hooked and released?
Well, I've caught some over 8 feet, just slightly over 8 feet. The Atlantic sailfish don't grow much bigger than that.
Do they jump their height?
Oh, yes. They'll jump their height or more. They also do what they call tail walking. When you first hook them, sometimes they'll start speeding away with the line. They're leaping like a greyhound leap before they really settle away to do more spectacular jumping. Lots of times they will tail walk at first.
But that's a sight to see.
Yes, it is. All of their fight is quite spectacular.
Sailfish often chase a bait fish.
Pilchards, we call them. During the early part of the season, apparently the sailfish would be following them. The pilchards would be in a school. When the sailfish would encounter them, they would gather around these pilchards. They would circle around with their sail out. The pilchards would come into a ball. First thing you know, these pilchards would be going around in a circle.
They were trying to protect themselves?
Apparently they were, but it's just a phenomenon that happens. When they get in this ball, then the sailfish would charge them, and they would give their bill a couple of strokes sideways and stun the pilcher. When the pilcher would start dropping, why, the sailfish would pick him up in their mouth and eat him.
Curtis Whitaker will celebrate his 100th birthday on February 13th. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.